Philip Sample Pierre, actually, these are generated. His date is 01/17/2022. Dictation is for Mr. Marvin Crow. Crow spells C-R-O-W. Marvin spells M-A-R-V-I-N. Date of birth is 05/2019/58. This is a 63-year-old gentleman here with discharge from his right eye, period. Patient states that he was in Austin at a function and he had some sand that got into his eyes approximately. Two or three days ago, he said he washed his eyes out, but in the last 2 days he woke up with his eyes red, and today he said he have discharge from his eyes. Stated this morning when he woke up, his lids were closed shut with green discharge, period. Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient denies double vision. He reports blurred vision, however, he said when he used a wet rag and wipe his eyes, the blurred vision clears, period. Denies headache, denies stiff neck, denies chest pain, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies abdominal pain, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In mild distress, his vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure is 141 over 82, pulse 94, respiration 16, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, HENT, normal. Next paragraph, I, right, semicolon, green discharge, present. Next line, conjunctiva is injected. Next line, visual acuity bilateral, patient counts fingers with no difficulties. Next line, fundoscopic exam, red reflex, normal, no ulcers noticed, no AV nicking, bilateral eye. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningitis signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or stenosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, is distended secondary to obesity, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented, time 3, cranial nerves, 2 tendons, grossly normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute conjunctivitis. Number 2, hyperglycemia. Number 3, diabetes type 2. Number 4, correction, diabetes type 2, poor control, A1C at 13. Next paragraph, patient's lab was reviewed. Patient was here sometime earlier on 1/15/2022, where he had labs drawn. His glucose was 255, A1C was 13.8. We had a lengthy discussion about these findings, and he stated that during the time it was a festive season, and he indulged in multiple foods that is not compatible with diabetes, period. He was offered insulin. He declined. He said he wants to continue his Trulicity and metformin. And we'll repeat this test again in approximately 3 months. And he said if it continues to be high, he will consider insulin, period. Today in the clinic, he was given the following medication. Rocephin, 1 gram IM. This is to address his conjunctivitis, which appears to be bacterial. There is no periorbital redness or swelling, so he has no finding consistent with periorbital cellulitis, period. He was given a work excuse to return to work on Wednesday and discharged with the following medication, Torbidex 0.3/0.1. percent ointment. He will apply 0.5 inches to the right eye 4 times daily for 10 days. He was given 1 tube. He was advised to come back to the clinic if he doesn't get better within 2 days or so. Next medication, Mobic, 15 milligrams. He will take one pill daily for 14 days. This will help his pain and inflammation. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.